In this bulletin, more than 6,000 new COVID-19 cases in New South Wales. Police recover the body of a missing jet skier. And another woman accuses US actor Chris Noth of sexual assault. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. New South Wales has recorded 6,288 new COVID-19 cases to 8 p.m. last night. In Victoria, there were 2,108 new cases and a further 6 deaths. It comes as thousands of Australians across the country spend Christmas in isolation. For those who are seeing family and friends, New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says there are several ways for people to reduce their risk of contracting or passing on COVID-19.
As you're conducting these social functions, please choose those outdoor settings. Having elderly or vulnerable people sitting on verandas in outdoor settings, if the weather's fine, that will reduce their risk of transmission. Also, if you're going into indoor spaces, really look at the ventilation. Can you keep those doors and windows open, even in churches and other buildings?
Queensland's Health Minister says pre-flight PCR tests are helping reduce the amount of COVID-19 being brought into the state by interstate arrivals. A test is required in the 72 hours before arrival and again on day 5. Queensland has detected 765 cases in the past 24 hours and 5 people are in hospital. Health Minister Yvette Dath says one traveller who'd planned to arrive on Christmas Eve but tested positive could have infected vulnerable people.
Now, at least one of these young people were going to be joining a big family gathering today of 25 to 30 family members. At least one of those family members is over the age of 90, and another one is a newborn baby only days old. Those family members have been protected from having a positive case gathering with them because of that PCR test and those young people doing the right thing and waiting for those results.
The Northern Territory has recorded another 19 COVID-19 cases, including a staff member at the Royal Darwin Hospital. 8 of the new cases are from Tennant Creek and are linked to the current outbreak. 10 cases were interstate arrivals in home isolation or at the Howard Springs quarantine facility. Police divers have found the body of a jet skier who'd been reported missing on Christmas Eve in Sydney South. The search began after the emergency services were called to Burraneer Bay on the Hacking River after reports of 3 men being thrown from a jet ski. Joe McNulty from New South Wales Police says the accident occurred when the jet ski crashed into a navigation marker.
The rider and his 2 pillion passengers, all from the local area, were thrown violently into the water. Fortunately, 2 men were wearing life jackets. 2 men survived this tragic accident, and unfortunately, one of the passengers, who was not wearing a life jacket, was lost.
Police divers found a body this morning near Shiprock Reserve at Dolans Bay. Greece, Italy and Spain have made face masks compulsory in the outdoors as COVID-19 case numbers continue to surge due to the Omicron variant. There have been record case numbers in the United Kingdom, France and Italy. Concerts and other events have been cancelled in Greece, which recorded 6,667 new infections and 71 deaths. Face coverings are now compulsory outdoors and in all public spaces in Greece until at least the 3rd of January. The new rules force these Christmas shoppers in Athens to wear their face masks.
Every time it's like a Scottish hour. Once we are free, once we are locked down, we're just following the orders.
I believe it's necessary just to cooperate and be all together again.
A fourth woman has accused Sex and the City actor Chris Noth of sexual abuse. US singer Lisa Gentile says the actor groped her at her New York apartment after giving her a lift home from a restaurant almost 20 years ago. 3 other women have alleged Chris Noth sexually assaulted them. He's described those allegations as categorically false. Lisa Gentile says Krisnoff phoned her the day after the alleged attack and threatened to ruin her career if she spoke out. She says that's why she's remained silent until now.
I was afraid to come forward because Mr. Knott's power and his threats to ruin my career. I'm speaking out now in support of the other four women who have courageously come forward before me. I feel that we should have our day in court to seek to hold Mr. Knott accountable for what he did.
And now tomorrow's weather for Boxing Day. Perth very hot and sunny, a top of 44 degrees. Adelaide cloud clearing, 25. Melbourne partly cloudy, 19. Hobart cloudy and 17 degrees. Canberra showers developing, 26. Wollongong a shower or two and 23. Sydney showers developing, 27. Newcastle a late shower or two and 30. Brisbane showers and 28. Cairns a shower or two, a top of 33 degrees, and Darwin possibly windy with rain and a storm and 31. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.